No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the third day of December. Welcome, everyone. It's a joy, a privilege, and a very distinct honor to be here with you, winding this month and this year down together by reading the Word of God every single day. What a journey. What an incredible journey it's been so far. And the journey is not over with yet. Today we continue in the book of 1 Corinthians, reading chapters 15 and 16. And this week we are reading the New English Translation. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I want to make clear for you, brothers and sisters, the gospel that I preached to you, that you received and on which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I passed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as though to one born at the wrong time, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace to me has not been in vain. In fact, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is the way we preach, and this is the way you believed. Now, if Christ is being preached as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is futile and your faith is empty. Also, we are found to be false witnesses about God because we have testified against God that he raised Christ from the dead, when in reality he did not raise him, if indeed the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is useless. You are still in your sins. Furthermore, those who have fallen asleep in Christ have also perished. For if only in this life we have hope in Christ, we should be pitied more than anyone. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead also came through a man. For just as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ, the first fruits, then when Christ comes, those who belong to him. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, when he has brought to an end all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be eliminated is death. For he has put everything in subjection under his feet. But when it says everything has been put in subjection, it is clear that this does not include the one who put everything in subjection to him. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will be subjected to the one who subjected everything to him, so that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will those do who are baptized for the dead? If the dead are not raised at all, then why are they baptized for them? Why, too, are we in danger every hour? Every day I am in danger of death. This is as sure as my boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord. If from a human point of view I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus, what did it benefit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Sober up as you should, and stop sinning, for some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? Fool, what you will sow will not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare seed, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body just as he planned, and to each of the seeds a body of its own. All flesh is not the same. People have one flesh, animals have another, birds and fish another. And there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. The glory of the heavenly body is one sort, and the earthly another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for star differs from star in glory. It is the same with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, what is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living person. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, made of dust. The second man is from heaven. Like the one made of dust, so too are those made of dust. And like the one from heaven, so too those who are heavenly. And just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, let us also bear the image of the man of heaven. Now this is what I am saying, brothers and sisters. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the blinking of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Now when this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will happen. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, dear brothers and sisters, be firm. Do not be moved. Always be outstanding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. With regard to the collection for the saints, please follow the directions that I gave to the churches of Galatia. On the first day of the week, each of you should set aside some income and save it to the extent that God has blessed you, so that a collection will not have to be made when I come. Then when I arrive, I will send those whom you approve with letters of explanation to carry your gift to Jerusalem. And if it seems advisable that I should go also, they will go with me. But I will come to you after I have gone through Macedonia, for I will be going through Macedonia and perhaps I will stay with you, or even spend the winter so that you can send me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now in passing, since I hope to spend some time with you, if the Lord allows. But I will stay in Ephesus until Pentecost, because a door of great opportunity stands wide open for me, but there are many opponents. Now if Timothy comes, see that he has nothing to fear among you, for he is doing the Lord's work, as I am too. So then, let no one treat him with contempt, but send him on his way in peace, so that he may come to me, for I am expecting him with the brothers. With regard to our brother Apollos, I strongly encouraged him to visit you with the other brothers, but it was simply not his intention to come now. He will come when he has the opportunity. Stay alert. Stand firm in the faith. Show courage. Be strong. Everything you do should be done in love. Now, brothers and sisters, you know about the household of Stephanas, that as the first converts of Achaia, they devoted themselves to ministry for the saints. I urge you also to submit to people like this and to everyone who cooperates in the work and labors hard. I was glad about the arrival of Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus, because they have supplied the fellowship with you that I lacked, for they refreshed my spirit and yours. So then, recognize people like this. The churches in the province of Asia send greetings to you. Aquila and Prisca greet you warmly in the Lord with the church that meets in their house. All the brothers and sisters send greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, send this greeting with my own hand. Let anyone who has no love for the Lord be accursed. Our Lord, come. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love be with all of you in Christ Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for your word. Thank you for how it challenges us. We can rise to the challenge, or we can dismiss the challenge and walk away. God, I pray that we would all rise to the challenge. We would rise to the discomfort. We would hide your word in our hearts so that we may not sin against you. I pray that we would be beyond hearers of the word and doers of the word. Lead us into all truth, I pray. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi, family. It's Jill.
And Brian.
And we're just popping in here together.
We've been popping in a lot.
We have.
It's fun, though. Hopefully you guys are not sick of us. Hopefully you can put up with us.
We're like little popcorn popping around everywhere. Ooh, that cheddar jalapeno popcorn we had was real good. Okay, we are here to... what are we here to do, baby?
We're here to... a couple of things we're here to do. So, we just did this campfire stories for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And so you may be still working through that, or just getting into it, or maybe you're done. Maybe you spent a day and you've moved through that like us, and it's a beautiful thing. We also have a tradition around here that's been going on for pretty much ever,
mm-hmm.
pretty much all 20 years, of having the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. And that has traditionally been one of the famous and very much beloved moments mm-hmm. in our year together, and one of my favorites.
Same.
So it is time for that. And so we're doing the same thing. We called out for campfire stories, and now we're getting ready for the Christmas party. And so we're inviting you to participate in the Christmas party, which is to call in your holiday greetings.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're new, tell everyone what exactly a call in at Christmas time would be for that new person that's like, what do we do?
Yep. So obviously, if you're here more than a couple of days, you know that there's a prayer line. Then there's a hotline button in the app. And there are some numbers that you can call. And at Christmas time, we use those exact same ways of getting connected. And just invite you to call in your holiday greeting to your Daily Audio Bible family. Mm-hmm. All of us who are here around the global campfire. And yeah, that can look like anything that you want. It just needs to be one call.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes. Not like decide to take 20 minutes by calling in 10 times. One call. 2 minutes. And let everybody have a turn to have a voice. And keep it a holiday greeting.
And even if you're a double dabber and you listen both places, you do not have to call both places.
Right.
Call one line.
Take your pick.
Eeny, meeny, chili, beanie.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picky and call that number just one time.
Yeah, because this is going to be a combined community
mm-hmm.
family Christmas. And so that's it. Don't, you know, these are the prayer lines. And so if you do have a prayer request or encouragement, do call that in. But do not combine that with a holiday greeting. That won't end up getting anywhere.
Yeah.
Make sure your holiday greetings are called in as a holiday greeting only, so that we can pull all of that together for the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas.
Yeah.
And then Jill and I, we always get together and kind of reflect upon the year, talk about the new word for the next year, and mm-hmm. just reflect together and spend some time around the campfire together. And so we'll be doing that at the Christmas party. But now is your time for the next week and a half.
Yep.
We'll be doing that. So I know that, you know, a generous amount of you are going to wait till the last day. But I'm encouraging you not to do that. Jump in right away. It's actually really helpful for us because it's a really, really big production. Mm-hmm. Really, really, really time-consuming thing to pull together. And so, yeah. Just call in your holiday greeting. You can do that by hitting the hotline button in the app, no matter where you are in the world, or you can dial 877-942-4253, or
for chronological, 800-583-2164.
And jump on board for the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas. And also reminding you, it's Christmas time, and so the Daily Audio Bible Family Christmas box is available now.
Mm-hmm.
We love it. It's a very, very, it's a very 20-year Christmas.
It's a very 20-year Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas box.
And so we love this Christmas box because it's really, really commemorative of us being together around the global campfire for 20 years. And so mm-hmm. it's got a bag of a coffee that we only bring out at Christmas time that is very meaningful to us.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate hazelnuts. What's the story there? You love that coffee still? We've been drinking it.
I do love that coffee. It was probably like the first flavored coffee that I've ever had that I loved, but it's just a special time and a special restaurant and a special relevant time in our lives of...
Right when we were just getting going.
Just getting going.
Falling head over heels.
Trying so hard to be in the music business. And
so yeah. You guys don't know this story, but we were at this restaurant, Sunset Grill. That was the first time Jill and I were in Nashville together, I think, when we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And I took her to dinner. And we're all dressed up. We're at this table for two. And there's candles. And this is such a famous restaurant in Nashville at this time. It's like the place.
Fancy schmancy. I'm not used to this. And I'm sitting there going, does he have enough money for this place? It's really expensive.
And she's sitting across the table from me with flowing ginger red hair. And I'm just like smitten, deeply, deeply falling for this girl. And so we're just talking. And I don't even remember. We had the beggar's purse for an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
Pasta.
I don't remember the whole deal. But
I had the chicken sausage pasta.
Mm. But I just stood up and leaned across the table and kissed her. And that was it.
And I got so weak in the knees. Like, literally. People don't... Do they want to hear this? I don't think they want to hear this. But my knees buckled. That had never happened to me before. Like, just the whole experience, so...
Yeah.
My chivalrous husband.
And so there was this chocolate hazelnut coffee to end the meal. And so we have recreated that really painstakingly and creating our own version of it. And that is the Daily Audio Bible. Now they don't want to drink it. Like, ew, you know?
Yeah, gross.
No, probably not.
It's got Jill's cooties on it.
Chocolate hazelnut coffee is a really, really meaningful thing. And we bring it out at Christmas and it's in the Christmas box. Also in the Christmas box is the 20th anniversary reserve, the Southern Pecan. Mm-hmm. So both of those coffees are like absolutely magic for like holiday. Like they both work so good anytime, but they work so good around the holidays for your holiday meals and celebrations. And
there's good news and bad news to those things. The good news is you have really great coffee, both available in the Christmas box.
Yeah.
The bad news is they are exclusive.
Well, Southern Pecan you can get.
I'm sorry. I retract. The bad news is the chocolate hazelnut is a Christmas moment.
Yeah, it's only in the Christmas box. We just couldn't. It's just the quantities that we have to produce for the holidays. So chocolate hazelnut's only in the Christmas box. The Southern Pecan you can get individually, but why not get them together in the Christmas box?
There you go.
With all the discount. And so check that out. Also, the commemorative 20th anniversary collector's box coin with each coin numbered with this little coin card. It is literally the only time they will ever be available, but it is truly a piece of Daily Audio Bible history. And Daily Audio Bible is the longest running 7-day podcast in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a piece of that history, and that it is the Bible that is the longest running podcast in history is a beautiful thing that we're grateful to be a part of. So
it's an amazing thing, baby.
That is in there, the Daily Audio Bible Christmas ornament for the year with the word of the year safe, and it's the 20th anniversary Christmas ornament that's in there. So all the stuff's in there. Check it out. We even wrote a letter and we signed every single one of those till our hands were cramped up.
Yep. Little wristband with the word of the year for next year, which we're not going to tell
until the Christmas party.
Christmas party.
That's in there. So, yeah.
And
check it out.
And a breath mint.
Yeah. A couple of them. So, and they are in our brand new boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Our brand new Daily Audio Bible boxes, which are very cool.
Very cool.
So that's the Christmas box. Also new for this year, we made commemorative coins for every year that has a word of the year. And so however long you've been here, you'll remember these. But we made commemorative coins for each year and the word of the year. And so grabbing those, especially if you went through a year and they were meaningful to you, kind of having those is, I don't know, it's like our piling up of rocks. Mm-hmm. Like in the Bible, there's so many ways to remember and so many commands to remember. And this is a way to remember. And then there are wristbands for the word of the year next year in 4 different colors. Those, we're bringing those out now because they make really, really good stocking stuffers. Like cheap, but they're an invitation to the Bible in community next year for people to join with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so check all that out. It's in the Daily Audio Bible shop at dailyaudiobible.com or in the app. And I think that's it. So we look forward to hearing your Christmas calls coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And we love you. I'm Brian.
I'm Jill.
And we'll be waiting for you here
tomorrow.